Don't be silly, Paul. I love opera. Yeah, I've always had this fantasy that Elvis would sing that part of the Navy Captain and Madame Butterfly. Yeah, okay. Me too. Bye-bye.
Let me guess. The new Mr. Wonderful.
No, he's nice. We're just good friends. He was calling me from an estate sale in Chicago.
Charlene, these figures are disastrous. Now, I don't understand. When you worked for Hayden, you always showed a profit.
Well, Julia, Hayden had more money coming in than going out. Generally, that means a profit.
Well, what am I going to do? I put every dime that I was bequeathed by generations of sugar bakers into this quicksand of a business. Old money, antebellum money.
Well, Julie, I've got an investment in this business, too. New money, anti-Charlene money.
Person coming through.
Did Mrs. Wagner finally order some fabrics?
Well, sort of.
Is it my imagination, or do I detect a lack of enthusiasm here?
Now, Julia, Mary Jo's obviously had a hard morning. She's hauling those big, heavy books around and dealing with that horrible Mrs. Wagner.
Let me remind you that we are depending on Mrs. Wagner's first check to cover this week's payroll. But do forgive me, Mary Jo, and thank you for saving us from Chapter 11.
She went with Regency Interiors.
She went with Regency Interiors?
What do you mean, she went with Regency Interiors?
I don't know. I guess things started to go sour when, in my most diplomatic manner, I suggested that the chairs that she wanted to order were perhaps better suited to someone with perhaps, say, 50 pounds less bulk.
You actually used the word bulk.
I guess there's no way to make bulk come out sounding good, is there? I mean, I never heard it in a popular song or anything.
Why did you have to say anything at all?
I had no choice. I mean, even a 50-pound weight drop would have only brought her down to a size 26. And these chairs she wanted were these skinny little things made out of peacock feathers. Well, all I could picture was the obituary. Fat feathered Fanny falls through forward.
Some go by drowning, others by plague. If that's the way Mrs. Wagner chooses to exit this world, who are we to deny her?
Look, every night at dinner time, my kids and I tell three things that happened during the day. Now, being a single parent, I try to think of something that will impart a valuable moral lesson. I'm afraid that telling them that I made a sale and risked somebody's life might bottom out, morality-wise.
Mary Jo, this is not Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Couldn't you just tell a few white lies? Believe me, it's a dying art.
I wouldn't even know how to tell one.
Oh, you all do it all the time unintentionally. You know, it's like when you're out on a first date with a guy and he orders a hamburger for dinner and then he asks you what you want and you say, oh, just make that too, even though you're dying for the filet mignon, but you're afraid your date can't afford it, but deep down inside, you know he's probably really just a cheapskate. And the whole time you wish you were home watching Knots Landing, just eating a whole package of double-stuffed Oreos. That's kind of a little white lie.
Good morning, lady. Coffee brewing yet?
My, you're dressed to kill this morning.
Yeah, it's an original Roger de Biarritz. Pretty foxy, huh?
Honestly, Suzanne, I can't think of one person who would even dare to try wearing something like that.
Well, thank you, Julia.
You're welcome, Suzanne. You see how easy that was? Suzanne feels good. And what would I gain by telling her that dress looks like it was chosen by some colorblind pimp?
Well, it was another incredible, tempestuous night. Will the male species never cease to be fascinated by me?
Maybe you should incorporate, Suzanne. Sell off shares. Are penny stocks still on the market?
Will you apologize for that comment if I tell you I got us another account?
Yes. Who's the new client?
His name is Beau Mastwick. I met him on the golf course. We birdied together.
Well, it's a good thing you got something going, because we lost Mrs. Wagner.
What? Who lost the account anyway?
Suzanne, did I tell you how interesting you look in that dress?
Really? Maybe I should get this in some more colors, huh?
Should I drop contracts for this Masterwick project?
No, not yet. We still have to go over the plans with his wife.
He has a wife?
Believe me, I didn't know till the third margarita. What is it about me that attracts every man with a pulse?
You give green stamps?
Now, this is one thing I better warn you about, Mary Jo. I'm afraid Beau is the worst thing a man can be. He's... well, I think he's...
what? A mass murderer? What?
Worse. He's cheap.
That's it. I'll just tell the kids that I'm a failure as soon as we finish our peach cobbler.
I knew the Masters would be impossible.
She wants Chippendale Rococo. Louis XIV. He wants early motel. And $12,500 is the most Mr. Masters will spend. That is his absolute outermost limit.
Well, 30% commission will pull us through.
Are you kidding? $12,500 for three rooms of period pieces? We'd have to assemble it ourselves from a kit.
Well, maybe I could ask my friend Paul to help us. He travels all over the country, you know, going to those big estate sales. I bet he could get us plenty of stuff way below decorator's discount.
That would be wonderful, Charlene. Do you really think he could? You know, your judgment in men is not exactly, shall we say, state of the art.
Okay, I'll admit I've had a run of bad luck in the men department in the last 5 or 6 years. But, you know, I've been watching Phil Donahue, and I've realized now that my pattern is self-destructive. I mean, a tiger can change its spots.
Julia, if you'd rather sell some of your stocks or maybe your diamond ring.
On the other hand, I see no reason not to try every possible alternative.
I still don't understand why your friend Paul had to make this appointment with us at 10 o'clock at night.
Julia, I keep telling you, Paul's a very important businessman. He's flying in from Chicago from that big estate sale. That's a personal favor to me.
Okay, ladies. I finally got a couple of my people in an extra van to load that stuff at the warehouse.
You're sure they've had experience moving things?
Moving large objects quickly was their previous occupation.
And they're good drivers?
Oh, very experienced and real fast. Once that van is loaded, they take off.
Good. We wouldn't want them to take up any more time than they'd have to, since I presume they'll be charging time and a half.
Oh, no, they're used to working nice.
Could these assistants of yours be friends from your prison days?
Why, yes, I did make their acquaintance during my unfortunate incarceration. But I assure you, ladies, that these gentlemen are of the same high caliber as the unjustly accused who stands before you now.
Just make sure you're on time.
Service is our most important product.
Hi.
Hi.
You look wonderful.
Do I?
The best.
Where are my manners? Well, Paul, I want you to meet Mary Jo.
Hi.
And that's Julia, and that's Suzanne.
Hi. I feel like we're already old friends. I mean, Charlene thinks the world of you.
Charlene loves everybody.
Well, I guess we better go see if there's anything at my friend's warehouse that interests you.
He's a doll. I could really go for him.
Well, he meets all your requirements. He's breathing.
I bet he's got some great stuff.
If this merchandise is any good, I'll eat my shoe.
About that shoe, Julia, I hope that includes the heel. Oh, my gosh.
The agent assures me it's real quality merchandise. It's a distress sale. Some Arab sheiks having problems since the oil price has dropped.
Thank you. Mary Jo, you had a religious experience.
Back in 74, when I was sitting in one of those endless gas lines, I prayed then that someday, somehow, it would all even out.
And this is from only one of the sheik's 26 mansions.
You know, it's hard to believe that all this stuff is for sale at bargain prices.
Julia, why do you always have to look a gift horse in the mouth?
Because if you look one in the rear, they usually kick you.
Heffalwhite chairs with shield back design. Nice touch.
Tax included, comes to $13,542. Charlene told me that you're on kind of a tight budget. Let's just make it an even $10,000.
Oh, Paul, we couldn't let you do that.
Oh, don't worry about it. If it makes you happy, it's worth it.
I assume you'll take a check.
You're like family. Look, I've got another estate sale early tomorrow morning in Chicago, and I just have enough time to catch the red eye. Otherwise, I'd help you load.
Oh, that's all right. We have help outside.
Great. Well, it was great meeting you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Take a good care of my girl here, will you? Mm-hmm. I'll call you when I get back, Charlene.
Masters are just gonna drop when they see all of this.
Okay, everybody, grab a few things.
But Anthony hired those movers.
Who are being paid by the hour, Suzanne? I'm not asking you to lift an armoire, just a few vases.
I've chipped a nail. These hands were just not designed for manual labor. You know, it's times like these, I could just kill that glorious Steinem.
Can you get the door?
Sure.
You're all under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Excuse me, brother. Is there some place where I could freshen up, see my mascara smudged?
Aw, I'm afraid not. We're installing a tanning machine in the ladies' lounge.
This is something that just drives me crazy. I mean, this makeup special, she swears up and down that you have to get the most expensive brand because it's so much better than all the others, and so you buy it. And it turns out it's no better than that $1.98 stuff you can get at the supermarket.
Suzanne, those pictures they just took weren't for Harper's Bazaar.
Wish they'd bring Julie in here.
She shouldn't have argued with him. They could put her in solitary, maybe even the big sweat box.
Mary Jo, this is a city jail. I don't think they have a sweat box.
I'm recording every constitutional right you have violated. I am seriously involved with Reese Watson, the attorney. The press calls him the Clarence Darrow of Atlanta. When he finishes suing this place, you'll be lucky to get a job assisting the Tidy Bowl man.
Will you shut your mouth? You are driving me crazy. One more word and we're going to do a full body search.
I beg your pardon.
You heard me.
Listen very carefully. If any person dares to violate one orifice on this body, she will be eating her teeth for breakfast. I do indeed appear to be the picture of Southern gentility, but when I get riled, I make Rambo look like Little Mary Sunshine. Am I making myself crystal clear?
I want y'all to know this is just a big mistake. I mean, just a big, huge, ugly, fat mistake. And Paul, get us out of here.
Charlene, Paul is the owner of a warehouse of stolen goods.
What am I going to tell my kids? What will I say? That Mommy visited a pretty place with iron bars?
It's only jail, one night.
Only jail?
I don't know any besides Anthony who's ever been in jail before.
Yeah, you do.
Who?
Me?
I don't believe that.
Oh, no, when I was in high school. Beth Ann Monsky, she was this new girl in town, and all the popular girls treated her like dirt because she didn't have any nice fancy clothes. So I decided I'd be her one-person welcome wagon. And we got picked up for shoplifting. Seems that Beth Ann wasn't life's most honest person, and she had $600 worth of mood rings on her. I got kicked off the cheerleading squad, I got stripped of my pom-poms. But I held my head high because I knew I was just an innocent victim of circumstantial evidence, like us. And Paul.
I'd imagine what's keeping Reese. Suzanne, you did tell him it was urgent, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't speak to Reese.
Well, then you still have your one phone call left.
Well, no, actually, I called to cancel my 11 o'clock body wave appointment.
You used your one allotted call to phone the beauty parlor.
You don't just not show up for a Mr. Picard body wave. He might never take me again. Well, I didn't think they'd count that call because I put it on my credit card and I was going to use their dime to call Reese, but, well, he's your boyfriend. Why didn't you call him?
Because I had to stop that $10,000 check. Your friend Paul will certainly be at the bank first thing in the morning.
I called home. I told the babysitter to tell the kids I got tied up redecorating some government buildings. There. It's kind of true.
Yeah, I think you're definitely ready for White Lie grad school. Well, by the way, I called Anthony and told him to call Reese. I mean, I had no intention of us rotting in here.
Your attorney is here to see you.
Thank goodness.
In here, Mr. Watson.
Thank you, Madam Guard. Ah, my four clients. What a miscarriage of justice. We'll have you innocents out of here shortly.
Anthony, what on earth are you doing here?
Breaking into a rash, that's what. Believe me, it is not my general practice to voluntarily walk into a room with iron bars.
Where's Reese?
I don't know where that dude is. I left 6 messages on his machine. You know, you can get a serious hearing impairment listening to those beeps.
I believe you said you were Reese Watson.
All I said to that chief was that I was here to help with your defense. He said, you must be the Big Shot Esquire. I am not in the habit of correcting anyone with a badge and a 38.
And you saw the police lead us away from that warehouse with those handcuffs?
My associates and I did not stay around to witness that event. As soon as we saw the men in blue, we hot-footed it out of there. I want to apologize for that. It was an involuntary reaction, and I am deeply ashamed and remorseful.
That's all right. We understand.
I want you to know that I got my favorite bail bondsman working on this, and I believe we can expedite this whole unfortunate incarceration thing real soon.
There seems to be another Reese Watson waiting downstairs.
Ah, that must be Dad. I'm a junior. Mom was of a darker skin persuasion than Dad. That's the new liberal South for you.
All right, ladies, you are free to go. Clarence Darrell's posted your bail. By the way, they located your partner.
Who, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then this whole awful misunderstanding will be straightened out. Where is he?
Cook County Jail, Chicago. The bozo's got a rap sheet longer than the Mississippi. They're bringing him back tonight. All right, ladies, this suite's opening up.
Sugar Bakers.
No, thank you. I would not like to have my face rearranged.
That was him again?
I don't know about you, Julia, but having my life threatened 3 times a day is beginning to wear on my nerves.
It'll be over after we testify tomorrow. Mary Jo, what are you doing?
Trying to avoid ricocheting bullets.
We are perfectly safe. We have police protection out there.
Oh? Then how come we never see that police protection?
They're in unmarked cars. They don't want to blow their cover.
Well, what's the big secret? I say we put a neon sign over the front door that says, freeze, you're surrounded.
Hi, everybody. What's the matter?
We got another one of those calls.
Oh. Well, you know, I mentioned those calls to Paul when I went to visit him in jail, and he said that his friend's just a big practical joker. He was probably just kidding.
Well, he sure doesn't sound like Jay Leno when he says we're dead meat if we testify.
Well, he doesn't mean dead. You know, it's just a turn of phrase. He's just a little upset about the fact that we're going to testify, you know, about what happened. You know, it does kind of make Paul sound guilty.
Doesn't that tell you something?
Well, all I know is I can't testify against a friend.
I'll get it. Come in, Detective Delaney.
Just want you to know they weren't able to get another postponement, so the trial's definitely on for tomorrow. I also want you to know how proud I am. You doing your civic duty without the slightest regard for your own personal safety.
Our own personal safety?
Don't worry. We haven't had a witness problem in years. The few men I have are more than enough to give you first-rate protection. Well, I'll be seeing you ladies tomorrow.
That's it. My babies could be orphans. I'm not testifying.
Count me out. We're talking about the possible destruction of my perfect high cheekbones, and I do not mess around with my Milton.
Are you going to let low-life scum intimidate you out of doing the morally right thing?
Uh-huh. Me too.
Fine. I'll go solo. At least there's one person here who has the courage to stand up for our legal justice system.
And we salute you for it, Julia.
Well, I think joining Weight Watchers is a very positive step, Mrs. Wagner. And I know Mary Jo's going to be happy to hear that she was instrumental in that decision. Definitely no more peacock chairs, yes. And I will be dropping by to pick up that $3,000 deposit later today. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. They didn't come. Who cares? I'm perfectly capable of doing this myself.
I never know what to wear to court. I asked the sales lady to give me something truthful and courageous looking in a pastel.
And she did. Thank you.
Well, we do have the same mother after all.
It's beginning to show.
Oh, thank heaven you're still here.
Are you testifying?
As I said to my kids at breakfast this morning, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. I always had this enormous crush on John Kennedy.
Detective Delaney will be right in for us.
Are you going to testify too?
Yeah. I've been thinking about everything you said, Julia, and my place is with my friends, you know. You can always find men, but good friends, them you don't let down.
Together we stand.
And I want you to know my decision had nothing to do with the call I got from Paul's lawyer.
Paul's lawyer called you?
Yeah, he said if we agreed not to testify, Paul wouldn't name us as accomplices. Well, I called the DA and had him tell Paul's lawyer what he could do with his little deal.
Oh, Char, you must be so upset.
Yeah, disappointments happen. I can roll with it. Not everybody turns out to be Prince Charming.
I just have to say, I'm pretty proud of all of us.
Okay, let's go fry the sucker.